So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Shammai Amr Kala Nashim Dayin Shaitan. Shammai says, if a woman becomes a Nida, she had discharged menstrual dam from her womb, she's considered Tamei only from the time of Ri'ah, when she actually noticed it, and not retroactively. Therefore, if she had touched Truma V'Taharis before the Ri'ah, they remain Tar. Hill disagrees, and says, Mepikid L'Pikidah V'Fil Yom Harbi. She becomes Tamei retroactively from the time of her last claim Bedika examination, even though it was many days ago. Therefore, if she had touched Truma V'Taharis in the interim, they're Tamei. Because as Rashi explains, we're concerned that the Ri'ah happened right after the last Bedika and the blood stayed inside her womb. The Chum disagree and say, we do not rule leniently like Beis Shammai, nor stringently like Beis Hillel. Rather, she's considered Tamei retroactively, but only up to the last 24 hours or from her last clean Bedika, whichever happened later. The remainder of the Mishnah will be discussed in the subsequent daf. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion of four approaches in the Machlekes Shammai v'Hillel. Chazaka. The halacha of Chazaka dictates that we assume that the original status remains in place until there was a definite change. Therefore, Shammai holds, Hemeri shal chazkasa, v'yishu b'cheskes tara medes. Every woman has a Chazaka de Mikara that since she was initially tar, she continues to be tar until a definite tumma occurred. This Chazaka overrides the Safek tumma, and she's considered tar until the actual Riyah. While Hill holds, Ki amar hemedav al chazkasa, heched de lesli reyes megufe. We apply the concept of chazaka de mikara that the status does not change until we know for certain that it did change, only when opposed by an external factor. However, Nida does not have a chazaka de mikara because she regularly sees dam Nida and is prone to change. Therefore, she is considered a safek tamei from the time of her last bedika. The Gemara proceeds to question both Shammai v'Hillel from the following Mishnah Masechtas Mikvayos. Mikveh shenimdad b'nimtzel chasah. A mikveh which was initially known to have contained the required 40 saw was later discovered to be less than 40 saw. Kol tahara shenasal gabav l'mafreya, t'meis. All items that were previously immersed in this mikveh, between now and back to when it was last measured and found to be certainly full, are considered tamei. Apparently, we do not apply the chazaka de mikar at all, rather, a chazaka de hashta, that the mikvah's current status of chasra is considered to have existed until back when it was certainly different, in this case, certainly full, and the mikvah is considered vade chasra. Now, according to Shammai, kasha l'mafreya, all the items previously immersed should be tar because hemed mikvah chazkasi v'hashta hu de chasra. We should apply the chazaka de mikar of the mikvah that since it was initially full, it continues to be considered full until there was a definite chisaron, and the chazaka overrides the safek tumah. And even according to Hill, Kasha Vadeh, all the items previously immersed should only be Safik Tamei because he holds Me'is Le'esha Benidah Toilin La'ichlam Le'sarfin. The Nidah is only considered a Safik Tamei retroactively, and if she had touched Truma in the interim, they're neither eaten nor burnt. Gemara answers that perhaps the Mishnah concurs with both opinions. And there's a distinction between Mikveh and Nidah as follows. Hasam Ika Tarta L'Re'esa Hacha Ika Chad L'Re'esa. In the case of the mikveh, the item becomes retroactively vadei tamei because ikat tar to l'reisa. There are two factors which contradict the tar of the item. Dik l'meima hemet tamei achaskasei ve'im aloi taval. There is a chazaka de mikara of the item that was initially tamei, that it continues to be tamei until a definite tefillah. And the questionable tefillah cannot remove this cheskes tamei. And harei chasel afanecha. There is a chazaka de hashta of the mikveh that since it is chaser now, it was always chaser. Therefore, the two chazakas of tumah override the chazaka de mikar of the mikvah, and the item is considered vadei tamei. However, in the case of nida, she does not become vadei tamei retroactively because ikachad l'reisa. There's only one factor, the chazaka de hashta of the nida, that contradicts the tahara of the truma, and one chazaka of tumah cannot override two chazakas of tahara, the chazaka de mikar of the nida and the chazaka de mikar of the truma. Therefore, the truma is only safek tumah. The Gemara also discusses a similar proof from the following brisa. Someone tasted a wine barrel to ensure that its contents had not soured and set it aside to separate truma from its contents on behalf of other barrels of wine. And at some later point, it was discovered to have soured and turned to vinegar. Its status is certain for 3 whole days, but otherwise its status is uncertain. Apparently, the chazaka de mikara of this chavis, that since the contents were initially wine, they were continuously wine, does not override the safek tevel of the other barrels of wine. And kashla shamai. The Gemara makes the same distinction between chavis and nida. Regarding chavis, the produce is considered vade tevel retroactively because ikatart l'reisa. There are two factors which contradict the heter of the other produce. Hema tevel al chaskasa ve'emer loy nesaken. There is a chazaka de mikara of the other wine that was initially tevel that it continues to be tevel until a definite hafrasha and the questionable hafrasha cannot remove this chazaka. And hare hechemetz levanecha. There is a chazaka de hashta that the truma, since it is now chaymetz, it was always chaymetz. Therefore, the two chazakas of tevel override the chazaka de mikara of the truma, and the wine is considered vade tevel. However, regarding nida, she does not become retroactively vade tame because ikachad l'reisa. There's only one factor, the chazaka de hashta of the nida, that contradicts the tahara of the truma. And one chazaka of tuma cannot override two chazakas of tahara, the chazaka de mikara of the nida and the chazaka de mikara of the truma. Therefore, the truma is only safik tame. This discussion continues in the next daf.